Once again, it's I didn't really capitalise on a good start. I was 4 under after 10 holes and just couldn't hold a putt in the last 8 holes. Hold a chip, not a putt. So, yes, it's been frustrating, but hey, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, this time last year I was packing my bags and going home, so I can't complain with that, you know. Being 3 shots behind with 1 round to go, it's definitely, it's nice to be in that, you know, situation.
Well, absolutely. There are so many positives, aren't there?
Oh, yeah, of course. Of course. He's definitely outweigh the negatives, that's for sure. It's just nice to be out here and having some fun at the same time and maybe have a chance of winning.
And by a strange thing, I mean, in a sense, the frustration is itself a positive because it knows, it points out just what you're chasing and what you know you can achieve now.
Yeah, it's. I think winning a title was definitely reachable. My expectations are obviously quite high, and I want to, you know, do well this weekend or tomorrow. And if I don't, no big deal. We've got next week, but all I can do is just control my own game and control my own destiny, and, you know, see what happens.
Given this form through, say, Portugal, Hong Kong, here, does it just make you puff out your chest that little bit more? I mean, there's the confidence, the belief. You actually seem to be just generally happier.
Well, that's one thing I've been working on really the last 6 months, is just to smile after each round of golf, whether it's a good one or a bad one. And it's working so far. It's really simple stuff. But yeah, look, you know, 6 months ago I was desperate. You know, I think I made 2 cuts in about, I don't know, 2 years, 18 months or something. I know I had a chance of winning, you know, a couple of times last year, and then maybe tomorrow.
This is back with your coach actually saying, peel away that onion, get back to the core.
Yeah, that's right, and that's what we're doing right now. We're just going back to what's working and what worked before, and going back with my coach, Jonathan Yarwood, 6 months ago definitely helped.
What's necessary into the final round?
Look, after Simon Kahn and Chris Wood, you know, 2 fantastic rounds, so the scores are out there to shoot low tomorrow. I think I need to shoot low tomorrow to have a chance.